The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Most grocery shopping trips are the same. You bring a list, you find the items, you head to checkout, but not when you take your business to certain German retailers. The Lidl middle aisle has been delighting Irish customers with leaf blowers, scuba suits and electric chainsaws for more than 20 years. But is it a force for good or bad? News Talk Sarah Madden reports.
Lidl broke new ground when they opened a pub up north this week. And though we don't have middle ale here, we do have the weird wonders available in the middle aisle. But what's the real purpose of this miscellaneous offering? And just how is everything so cheap?
I love me some Lidl. Baby, why don't you meet me in the Lidl, in the middle of Lidl? I love it. I just love going in. I don't even know what's on. And I just go in and I'm like, right. And I spend a fortune.
When I was moving into my flat, I bought all of my homeware stuff from there because they had a homeware selection on. So I bought all my pots and pans and knives and stuff from there.
Wow. Yeah. And so you think there's good bargains to be found?
Yeah, 100%. And the Lidl Plus app is it's great because you get 25% off and 10% off. They give you free stuff from the deli and stuff. So yeah.
I got one of those aroma diffusers for my bedroom.
Very nice.
Yeah, very fancy. Yeah. Cheap as well because it's the middle aisle. So. My dad loves it. Like, you pick up anything for the garden. And ice like that. Great spot.
Sometimes they have coffee in the middle aisle, like beans, and they'll be on sort of, you know, sale or whatever. Or I bought a crossword book one time that I did half of. Thanks for reminding me. I need to finish the other half of that.
I used to be in Girl Guides, and in like 2008 I definitely bought something from the middle aisle that was for camping. It was like an inflatable thing to sleep on, like an inflatable mattress. It lasted me literally until I was like 18. So 10 years.
So decent bargains and actually good quality.
Yeah, exactly. Holds up well.
Yeah, they have garden stuff on at the moment, which is great, actually, I think, especially for the hot weather coming in. And I think it's like, it's quite cheap. I got an air fryer there from like 2 years ago, and it was like 25 euro, so it's very handy.
And it's still working.
Yep. Still in full swing, so it's great.
Oh, I think it's good bargains, in fairness. I definitely do. Like, if it's not somewhere I would go to look for things, but I definitely think if you see something there that you need, yeah, I'm a fan.
It's kind of like a thing that I would do to relieve anxiety.
Really?
I know that sounds a bit strange, but there's three or four locations I would go, and you just go through it because you never know. You might pick something up that you need.
Lidl is one of those places, right, that you go in for like butter and milk and you come out with like new furniture sets. Do you know what I mean? What did I get the other day? A charger for a car battery that I don't need. And I picked up like a hedge cutter. I don't even have hedges. Like, you just don't know what you're going to find. Like, you might find a kitten. Do you know that kind of way? It's one of those things. You'd be like, oh, here is the dog. And you're like, okay, I'll take it.
I did buy a chainsaw one time. So I do have a middle aisle chainsaw. Now, that does sound like I'm pitching a film. But it's not.
Is it just that you see it's a bargain?
It's the thrill of not knowing. So you go in for food and you come out with something else. So it's the thrill of not knowing and the bargain, I suppose, at the end of it.
No, I think it's just the excitement of the middle aisle. And you know, I love the merch. They have Crocs, they have hoodies, they have tracksuits, they have socks. They have everything. But sometimes I just have to walk really fast through it. Do you know, because I'm not looking at it. Because then I'd be like, oh, maybe I'll need this drill. I was like, do I look like someone that drills holes in the wall? No.
The middle aisle is a break from routine. It's an opportunity to buy items that kind of say, you know what, maybe I will go on that skiing holiday, or maybe I will buy that air fryer because everybody's talking about it at the moment.
Damien O'Reilly is senior lecturer in retail management at TU Dublin.
So basically, Aldi and Lidl are grocery stores, but they want to use general merchandise to attract customers with this, when it's gone proposition. And then they get people into the store, and then hopefully they convert them into users within the store, is that they become loyal to the store, they see what other products are available, and they can then explore the core range, the everyday core range of the company.
So we know why Lidl and Aldi make use of the middle aisle, but just how are there so many bargains to buy?
Because they make lower profit margins on foods, they can offer deep discounts on these items in the middle aisle that you won't get anywhere else, because they're selling hundreds of thousands of these across Europe at the time. So they can get very good deals on them. So they get budget-friendly prices on general merchandise, on clothing, on air fryers, ski wear, hot tubs, whatever you name it. Men tend to shop the middle aisle more than women do because they're always looking for bargains and for gadgets and things that they can use. You know, there was a joke going around not so long ago is that there's a garden shed for sale in Aldi and it's put all the stuff that you've bought in Aldi previously but haven't used.
I'm a demon for the craft supplies. They do kind of, you know, affordable wool and little craft kits and stuff like that. I'm an avid crafter and sewer, so they're really great because that kind of stuff's really expensive. So it's nice to be able to get that stuff at a little bit more of an affordable price.
Maggie Malloy is a shopkeeper, bargain hunter and presenter of Cheap Irish Homes. And though she admits there's bargains to be found, Maggie cautions against impulse buying in the middle aisle and falling for false economies.
Like, we all are short on space, we're all short on money, and going in there and buying stuff just because you've seen it or just because you know it's cheaper than maybe the version of it you've seen coming out in your local electrical shops catalogue or something like that, that's not a good enough reason to buy something. You have to almost put blinkers on with the middle aisle sometimes, don't you, and just not look. No, because once you look, you're hooked and you're going to want something that you probably don't really need in the first place. You know, I'm a real believer in just get things when you need them. And honestly, if you can in any way buy something that already exists instead of buying something that's been created brand new, it's so much better for the world. And I think if people could maybe just try a little bit to kind of do that, it would probably save them a fortune.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.